HMAS Ballarat. Early history. A Bathurst class minesweeper ordered from the Williamstown dockyard, Williamstown, Victoria on December 4, 1939. Her keel was laid down 1 April 9, 1940 and she was launched December 10, 1940. HMAS Ballarat commissioned at Melbourne on August 30, 1941 under the command of Lieutenant Commander Alfred D. Barling RANRS. After trials in the Melbourne area, Ballarat sailed for Sydney on September 20, 1941. 3 days later the ship joined the 20th Minesweeping Flotilla, based in Sydney. On November 1, 1941, Ballarat sailed for Jervis Bay to give anti-submarine protection to the transport Queen Mary. That ship and another giant liner of the Cunard Line, Queen Elizabeth, were to comprise convoy US.13 to the Middle East, the troops embarked being mainly from the 6th, 7th and 9th Australian Divisions. After embarkation of troops at Sydney, the transports proceeded to Jervis Bay, whence they sailed for the Middle East on November 3. Ballarat returned to Sydney the same day. On November 14, 1941, Ballarat departed Sydney towing oil lighter, No. 1. The vessels proceeded via Brisbane, Townsville and Thursday Island to Darwin, where they arrived on December 8. 2 days later Ballarat commenced escort duty between Darwin, Timor and Ambon. She saw action early in her career, arriving at Batavia early in January 1942. She then proceeded to Singapore. After leaving Singapore on February 3, 1942, she carried out patrols in Banker Strait, Bomb Alley, and was also employed in rescuing shipwrecked crews and carrying out demolition work. Ballarat carried out one of the largest rescue operations, picking up 215 survivors from the MV Derrimore, 60 miles northwest of Batavia on February 14, 1942. The Derrimore had been sunk by Japanese submarine in position 5 degrees 18 minutes south, 106 degrees 20 minutes east. Amongst those rescued by Ballarat was Flight Lieutenant John Gorton, Royal Australian Air Force, who was later to become Prime Minister of Australia. She landed parties at Hurst Haven for demolition, which was successfully carried out without loss. With sister ships, Ballarat took a prominent part in the evacuation of Sumatra, operating from Palembang. She was the last Royal Australian Navy ship to leave, staying behind to sink a small unseaworthy minesweeper. The ship then returned to Australia and was employed on convoy escort work, mainly to New Guinea. In November, she and her sister ship HMAS Katoomba were heavily attacked by Japanese dive bombers. In December 1942, Ballarat and her sister ships HMAS Broom and HMAS Colac were detailed to transport Australian troops and land them as far forward as possible in the Bunna area. The three vessels reached the landing point at Cape Sudist, near Oro Bay, without incident, but a few minutes later unidentified aircraft began dropping flares. Because of the threat of attack from enemy aircraft and from enemy warships believed to be in the area, it was decided to retire temporarily after only 46 men had disembarked out of a total of 762. Later the same day, December 14, the operation was successfully completed using a new landing position and, under cover of darkness, all troops were put safely ashore. During the remainder of the month, Ballarat was involved in troop carrying on three further occasions. In April 1943, Ballarat was ordered to operate off the Australian east coast to counter the Japanese submarine menace. Returning north for escort duty to New Guinea in January 1944, Ballarat was later employed between Thursday Island and Darwin. In August 1944, she ferried troops from Landen River, southern Dutch New Guinea, bringing them without loss to Merauke. Allocated to the British Pacific Fleet. In 1945, she was minesweeping off Sydney prior to the arrival of the British Pacific Fleet, departing for Manus on February 25 and arriving at Leyte Gulf on March 26. Ballarat then participated in the operation for the capture of Okinawa, March to May 1945. Ballarat took part in the surrender ceremony at Tokyo, after which she was engaged in minesweeping in the Hong Kong area with the 20th and 21st minesweeping flotillas. Post-war. HMAS Ballarat was damaged by a mine at Amoy on November 6, 1945, and returned to Melbourne on December 13, where the ship's company went on long leave. At the conclusion of hostilities, Ballarat had steamed 130,000 miles. The ship paid off into reserve at Sydney on September 27, 1946 and was sold to a Hong Kong shipping company, China Traders Limited, on July 10, 1947. However, Ballarat did not leave Australian waters, and in December 1950 she was resold to the Ta Hing Company, Hong Kong, Limited. She was subsequently refitted for the Chinese coastal trade and renamed Carmen Sita. In January 1951, however, the Commonwealth government issued a statutory order banning her from proceeding to Chinese waters. In 1953 she was again sold, on this occasion to John Manners and Company Proprietary Limited, Sydney. It has been reported that the ship was broken up in 1953. Article produced by John Lyle, November 2009. Copyright 2009 www.royalnavyresearcharchive.org.uk.